gospel reading today, as we hear this genealogy, for many of us, we might think that just is kind of boring and who cares. But this is exceedingly important. Just as we might look at our own genealogy to be able to see where we came from, it is necessary for us to understand that God had made certain promises, promises to Abraham, promises to David, and to be able to see how this comes down the line, how that is fulfilled. And that's what we're being shown. More importantly, it is to show us that Jesus is truly human. He is God, but he is one of us. And he has a human nature that he received from his mother, and at the same time, his legal standing comes from Saint Joseph. And so as we see this line in today's reading, as it comes down to Saint Joseph, it tells us that he is the one who is in the line of Abraham and the line of David. It also shows us, as we heard in the first reading today, in the blessing that is given to Judah, that's exactly what we hear. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. So to put that again into context, remember Jacob is the one whose name was changed to Israel. And he had 12 sons, so the 12 tribes of Israel that come from those 12 sons. What we hear in the first reading we might not recognize because they chopped a bunch of it off, which makes sense, but Judah is the fourth born son of Jacob. Normally, the blessing would go to the firstborn. He wasn't too impressive, nor was the second, nor was the third. And so instead of giving the blessing to the firstborn son, Jacob waited until the fourthborn. And we are told that the way that it is put in the reading, that the scepter will never part from Judah nor the mace from between his legs. In other words, kings are going to be brought from the line of Judah and ultimately the king, because this is something that will never go away. The scepter is going to be there forever. So the kingship is going to be there. We understand, as we can look back, it wasn't a promise simply of the kingship that one of David's sons would be on the throne, as what happened with the 51 different kings that followed after David, but that our Lord is the king who is seated upon the throne of David forever. And so it is not about an unbroken line of kingship, but rather it is about one king who is going to reign literally forever. If you look in the Old Testament, one of the things that will happen when they would come into the king, they would say, "Oh, king, live forever." Well, implying with that you will have sons who will take over the kingship and you will continue to reign. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the fact that Jesus is God and he is the king. But in order to be that king, he had to take our human nature. Because remember, Jesus is the king not because he is God. He is the king because he died for us. And he wasn't going to be able to die and rise from the dead unless he had a human nature, because in his divine nature he cannot die. So that's what it is that we're celebrating, and that's what it is that we're recognizing in this genealogy. All kinds of stuff. I mean, if you were to go back and look in Scripture and see who's who in this, it's pretty fascinating. It's not just a bunch of kind of cool names that sound nice as you're reading through them, and it certainly is anything but boring once you understand what it is. And once you can see how God has fulfilled the promises that he made. That's what St. Matthew is tracing here. all of the promises of the Lord and how each one of those promises, well, in this particular case, how the promise made to Abraham and the promise made to David, even to the point where we hear from Abraham to David, there are 14 generations. And so again, he's making sure that we're recognizing how all of this is fulfilled and how all of this is being played out in God's providence. And so too, then, if we look at that, we were to try to bring this down to our own day, we too are part of God's providence. We too are part of his promises. We are on the receiving end of his promises. So obviously, we don't have to worry about whether we're going to be in the line of Abraham and David and so on. That's not what's important. What's important is that we have been baptized into Jesus Christ. And so all the promises made to Abraham and the promises made to David and all the promises that our Lord has given are all being fulfilled in you and me. And none of that would be possible without all of these people that we hear in the genealogy. So the genealogy isn't just important for who Jesus is, but because you and I are members of Jesus Christ, that genealogy becomes important for us. And it's important also to see how the Lord worked, because some of these people in that genealogy are not the people that you would expect. You might think, well, in the genealogy of Jesus, we've got a whole bunch of saints. Right. There are a few pretty good people in there. Most of them aren't all that impressive. Kind of like our own genealogy, isn't it? Probably has some pretty good people in our family, and we've got some people that we might not be so impressed with. And yet, look what God brought out of that. In the physical line, Saint Joseph. If we look at Saint Luke's gospel as it brings it down, come to our Blessed Lady. In both of them, we have our Blessed Lord in his humanity. God can bring great good out of any situation. And you are the great good that he has brought out of the situation of your family line. So no matter how wonderful or unfortunate your family line may be, God is still at work in your life. He's going to be at work in the lives of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. That's the beauty of what we can see in this. And so to recognize, yes, this is how God has fulfilled everything he promised to Abraham and to David. But it is for us to recognize those promises are still being fulfilled. It wasn't a one and done. It is continuing, because those promises are given to us in the Lord Jesus, as he fulfilled what was promised to Abraham, as he fulfilled what was promised to David, and as he continues to fulfill everything that God has promised to his children.